Greetings, friends and neighbors. This is Pastor Bob coming to you today on this Tuesday, December 1st, with your daily Advent devotional. This is our personal devotional series. These devotions are taken from the new devotional out this year called Lo, an Honest Advent Devotional by John Pavlovitz. Today's devotion is called, This is Not a Test. This is not a test. We begin with the reading from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 13, verses 33 through 35. That's Matthew 13, 33 through 35. Here's what it says. He told them still another parable. He said, the kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed into about 60 pounds of flour until it worked all through the dough. Jesus spoke all these things to the crowd in parables. He did not say anything to them without using a parable. So was fulfilled what was spoken through the prophet. I will open my mouth in parables. I will utter things hidden since the creation of the world. Amen. John Pavlovitz writes this, at one point in my spiritual journey, I reached a place where every infinitesimal decision seemed like a specific moral test, a perpetual pass-fail pop quiz from God that I needed to get precisely right or else. The or else usually involved heat, humidity, and endless teeth gnashing. I continually agonized over trying to hear what God was telling me in the most benign of moments, since so many other Christians I knew seemed so adept at it from what they told me. In this heavily pressurized headspace, God's will became a singular microscopic needle in a planet-sized haystack that I was required to find over and over again or risk punishment. It was exhausting and frustrating, and it tended to make me miserable. As I started to read the Gospels more closely, I discovered something new there. Mystery. Instead of hard and fast rules, I found curious word pictures about yeast inside dough, seeds scattered onto soil, branches connected to vines, and treasures buried underground. I found nebulous calls to meekness and heart purity and peacemaking. As I embraced that wonder, I felt freer in the expansive space of daily life. Jesus didn't need to live here. He could have shown up, tossed out another stone slab or rolled parchment filled with black and white religious do's and don'ts, and then disappeared into the ether, leaving a little neat and tidy, easily navigable religion to delineate our every decision. He could have done that. But instead, he chose to live life alongside flawed human beings, in messy and meandering trips into wheat fields and lepers' homes and leaky boats. There is a great deal of gray in this low-to-the-ground spiritual journey. The birth and the life of Jesus reminds us that our daily existence is not a precise theological test, and the goal is not to avoid failing. Rather, it is an ever-unfolding trip through a day we've never been to, where we notice beauty, and we move with compassion, and we have grace revealed, and within a wide an expansive space, we get to choose. Amen. And our benediction for today. Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, we praise and bless your holy name. Son of David, Branch of Jesse, Emmanuel, Good Shepherd, Light of the World, guide us and help us today. Amen. And this concludes our Advent daily devotional today. Hope to speak to you again tomorrow. But until then, may God bless you in the expansive space of your life today, a day you've never been to before. Look for the beauty and the forgiveness. Look for the grace and look for the light of God, for it's all around you and within. Amen.